You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Marcel Fable Price, a member of the poetry group The Diatribe, will host a poetry showcase tonight called Spoken Murals at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. For the past 2 years, members of The Diatribe have worked with high school students throughout Michigan to share their stories through spoken word poetry. WMUK's Trisha Dunham went to Kelloggsville High School near Grand Rapids to check out one of the showcases.
About 30 students sat wringing their hands, crumpling their notebook pages, anticipating their turn on stage. They were about to perform in front of more than 200 of their peers, teachers, and community members.
To hear you guys share, and not only share these deep personal stories, but to grow each week, to see you guys learning and learning from each other is incredible. You guys are all so talented, and I love hearing everything you have to say. You guys have a voice that is important, and other people need and want to hear it, so you guys need to keep doing what you're doing.
That's Rachel Gleason, one of the 8 members of The Diatribe. For the past several months, she and the other members of the group have come to the Rocket Learning Lab to work with students. The Learning Lab serves as an alternative high school in Kelloggsville Public Schools.
We started with a class of like 30-some. Half the kids got expelled, went to jail, dropped out, and we only had 15 kids left in the class, and then we cut it down to the kids that are really serious, which are 6, and all 6 performed.
Several of the teachers within Kelloggsville High School have also been working with their students to create poetry. Along with the 6 students from the Learning Lab, an additional 30 students from the high school performed that afternoon.
Today went phenomenal. It went even better than expected. 36 kids all sharing vulnerable, beautiful work in front of all their peers in high school, which is like the hardest time it is to even act like yourself. So yeah, it was beautiful.
I had an opportunity and I was going to take it because I knew I'd never make it. Been told so much to fake it, but it was too cold and no one was my blanket. I started to improve, but it will never be the same because the thought lingers in my brain. I feel broken and I just wanted to get better.
That's Marcus Jacobs, a student from Kelloggsville High School who placed first at the showcase. Now that he's gone through the program, Jacobs says he feels like he's finally found a way to express himself.
Now that I know that people won't judge me for it, I don't have to worry about it as much. I used to like be a closed person and not tell a lot of people about stuff, but now I'm more open to.
Diatribe member Sean Moore says he likes helping students come out of their shell.
To get their voice out, to get their word out, so people in this community know that, you know, even though these kids, some of these kids have, you know, issues at home and problems at home, I mean, they're still incredible people.
Fable says when he works with the students, he feels like he's making a difference in the world.
There's just not any better work in the world, whether it pays, whether it doesn't pay. There's nothing so rewarding. The kids, like, I mean, they treat you like you're Johnny Cash. They're so blown away by you, and you're getting them to share themselves. It's just like you're changing tomorrow. Like, you feel like you're actually making a difference.
Along with the group events, Moore says each individual member of the Diatribe also focuses on a specific facet of the community.
Fable works with mental disorders, mixed race issues, because those are things he lives. Whatever we can do to help, you know, kids or anybody else of any age that are living what we lived and what we made it through.
Fable travels across Michigan every week, and starting May 12th, he'll kick off his 9-state tour called the Castaway Tour.
The logo that you'll see on all the shirts that I'm bringing throughout my tour is a paper boat being tossed amongst waves, and it's to really get people in that pay it forward mindset of that we all have to deal with life's waves, and that times we all feel fragile and stranded and alone, and just to keep that in your mind and just really spread that message.
For more information on Fable or the Diatribe, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Trisha Dunham.